Welcome back to the Next Gen Advent Podcast. We are getting so close to Christmas. In our great countdown and Advent celebration, we only have about 2 more days to go. So with me today, I have a very special guest who I'm going to ask to introduce himself. What's your first name?
Hudson.
And what grade are you in?
Second grade.
And what's your favorite thing about second grade?
Probably writing.
Writing. So like, because you like to create stories or you just like to actually write words? What part of that do you enjoy?
I like writing stories and like drawing people. Ooh, and
yeah,
on my piece of paper. Because at school, we kind of have like free drawing.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big doodler too, so I get that. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas?
So we might go to our grandma and grandpa, which is 10 hours away, and it is in Poland.
Oh, and so that's like a possibility on the horizon?
It's a maybe, because the tickets would be 4 people, me, my sister, my dad, and my mom.
Yeah, and so that's probably pricey, right? Because Poland is kind of far away, right?
Yeah, and one person is maybe like $1,000.
Yeah. But it'd be so fun to be with them, don't you think?
Yeah, and I'm looking up to the presents because I look forward to getting a skateboard.
Oh, I can definitely see you as a skateboarder. Yep, you got the energy for it. I like it. And you've been to Poland before too, right?
Yep.
Well, that'd be so fun to go at Christmas time.
Like 2 times.
2 times. What is one thing that you enjoy doing with people at Christmas rather than just doing like on your own?
I like maybe doing snowball fights.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really like hanging out with people and, like, just, like, having a good time, like, opening presents with them or, like, sitting down next to them and watch a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, or decorate with them.
So pretty much all the things, right? You're a pretty social guy. You're like, yeah, I kind of like to do all the things with people. When you imagine that God is with us and that he is near us, where do you imagine him and how do you remind yourself that that's true?
Well, I always like my parents, they always like taught me about Jesus. So I'm like, I'm kind of one of those kids where you're like, if your parents teach you that, then you kind of like stay with it for your whole life.
Okay.
And, like, I never forget that because I'm, like, sometimes I'm, like, is he still real? And I hear, like, my neighbors, like, my friends Brecknelly Nixon, Levi and Shane, they believe Jesus, too. And my friend Andrew. So I'm, like, it's kind of, like, it's just really nice to, like, worship him because, like, you get to come to church and, like, you just, like, some days you, like, come to church and you're, like, it's a relaxing day. You could, like, watch football, too, like, on the couch. And, like, it's just amazing that you get that, like, at church, you can, like do the free stuff like that. Like, it's amazing.
So you feel like at that church, when you're with people and when you're with other people in there, that helps remind you about Jesus. Sounds like you have such a high trust in your parents and the things that they teach you, right? That you're like, no, I take that seriously, like the things that they tell me. The people, like, in your neighborhood, you're like, and they kind of, like, affirm it too. They see who Jesus for who he is. And then when I go to church, I have this amazing experience where I get to worship God with my friends and other people. Would you say that's about right?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, like, mess them up and be like, well, Jesus is not real. Like, I don't want to say that because that's a big, bad lie. Because he made us. Like, if you think, like a pet shop, like, takes care of animals, they don't, like, make them come to life. They, like, Jesus makes them come to life. And, like, yeah.
That's true. right? And so you want to make sure that you're telling people the truth, and you're making sure you tell them like who God is, and that you see that he is the creator, and he is the one who had all these ideas, right? And we just take care of them. We just take care of his creation and what that looks like. And so in our devotion today, I would love for you just to read for us the main verse, Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 through 12.
Okay. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. Also, soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. Then they saw the star. They were overjoyed on coming to the house. They saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened the treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they reported to their country by another route.
And we see here our theme for the day, that God is wiser. And you just read for us Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 through 12. And we see here that the wise men are like, something's going on here that's not right. And so we need to figure this out.
Yeah, in a dream. And God kind of warned them to not go back to Herod because maybe he might be angry at them.
Right. And he might actually cause a big mess out of this. And so God takes care of the way he's writing the story, right? And he can do things through divine intervention, like enter into dreams. And so the wise men were almost the exact opposite of shepherds. They had a chest of riches that you just read about that they traveled with just to give away. They could get an audience with King Herod upon their arrival. The shepherds, on the other hand, they couldn't get close to town unless it was to bring their sheep to be sacrificed at the temple. Jesus was for shepherds as well as he was for kings. And upon seeing Jesus, the wise men pressed Mary and Joseph with these gifts and the type of gifts that were given to a king. It's possible Mary and Joseph were more uncomfortable with the wise men showing up than they were with the shepherds. However, at this point in the life of Jesus, so much had already happened that Joseph and Mary were probably just fine with noble and wealthy people just showing up. The events that led to the wise men appearing only further to confirm that not only is Jesus for everyone and anyone who believes, but also that God was in control and in charge of all things. No one was or is more powerful than him. So Hudson, think with me about this. God is for the richest of the rich and the poorest of the poor and anyone in between. What needs to happen to be in your life for you to believe this? Like, how do you believe that God loves everybody?
Yeah, I believe because in the Bible, God's true message to us, he says, like, all these good stories, he's like telling us about him. Like, he's saying, like, I love people and, like, I really, really, like, care about you because, like before I said this, he made us.
Right.
And if he made us, then would he want to, like, love us? Yes.
Yeah.
Like, why would you make something if you don't like it or, like, yeah, like, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. And you, then you probably have, like, a big plan for it, too, right? Like, if you make something, then you love it, and then you're like, oh, I have a plan for, like, what I want to do with you, like, a very special plan. And so he's a very special plan for each one of us, whether we're rich or poor or somewhere in between, right? He's like, no, I love each one of you because I made each one of you in my image. So we talked about this a little bit, but how did God tell the wise men to not return to Herod? And how does this further help you understand how powerful God is?
Well, he's very powerful. Like, nobody else could ever talk into dreams. Like, only if it's meant to happen. Like, God allowed us to have nightmares. He allowed us to have good dreams. He allowed us to see him perfectly and not, like, not badly. Like, he made us to, like, worship him.
And like you're saying, he has the ability, right, to be able to step into our dreams and to be able to tell us about himself, to be able to give us messages, like you just said, and how we see how the wise men, and we see this actually more times throughout the scripture too. And we hear about people in modern day who are like, hey, Jesus, are you real? And then he shows up in their dreams and he's like, yeah, I'm real. This is me. I'm the Messiah. Put your faith and trust in me. And they're like, okay, that I needed to know that, right? Because maybe they didn't have a way of knowing him beside that. And so we see here that God is wiser even than the wise men. He's wiser, obviously, than Herod, who kind of had like a bad plan at this point too, right? And we see that he is drawing people to himself all the time through ways that honestly sometimes don't make sense to us, but are just showing how powerful he is. And so we see here that Jesus came for everyone, and we came for our friends, he came for our family, he came for our community. And Hudson, as you think through the people in your life, I just want to encourage our listeners to be thinking, who can you be sharing Jesus to? It's a couple days before Christmas, and how can you be sharing the word of Jesus to be able to say, you know what, I'm with you, I'm here for you, I came for everyone, and just help them to be able to see that God is working out a plan in their lives and in the world around us. So Hudson, any final thoughts that you have for us on just God's love for us?
Yeah, there are some thoughts like you said, he's very powerful. Like in this one part, it's like saying like, in a dream, God warned like the wise men to not go back to Herod. Like, again, he's very powerful. He could, like, go like, hey, I know, like you said, like, he's powerful. He knows how to go in dreams. He knows how to, like, do all those kind of amazing, powerful, beautiful things that he does. Like, his work is, like, the best work that could ever be happened.
So like, true, right? Yeah. It's just like amazing, right? And sometimes when we just sit there and we like kind of wonder in these things, you're like, wow, there's a lot for us to be really thankful of and kind of just continue to magnify the name of the Lord and worship him in that. Because when we start looking at who he is and all the things that he did that you just did such a good job of describing, it's kind of our only response to be able to worship in that. So Hudson, I just appreciate you being here with us today and helping us to understand that God is wiser. Would you go ahead and close us in prayer?
Yeah. Lord, thank you for this wonderful day that is right now. Thank you for letting us be here and worship you and tell other people that don't know about you that you are real. And we just close out in prayer that you are wiser. Amen.
Amen. All right. Can you close our episode today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
The King has come, God with us, the Holy One. Through the silence, light breaks through. A tiny child, a promise true.